Almost since the day President Trump was sworn in, members of a loosely aligned grassroots movement composed of academics, programmers, researchers, and scientists have been archiving government data they fear could disappear. Miles O'Brien looks in on one of those efforts for our weekly science series, Leading Edge.
Psyched to see everybody in the room. Really exciting.
It's early, cold, and Saturday, and yet this room at New York University is standing room only. A few hundred volunteers are here to download and save scientific data created and curated by the federal government.
Without the data, you don't have environmental remediation.
Anthropology professor Jerome Whittington is one of the organizers of this data rescue event. The eighth in an ongoing, open-ended series, which began after the election.
Now, one of the things we're going to accomplish at this event is we're going to do a lot of work to get hard-to-access data sets, things that previous events have struggled to get.
They are focused primarily on the essential science used to create environmental regulations. They worry the Trump administration's anti-regulatory bent and outright denial of peer-reviewed climate science might put the data in jeopardy.